The views and opinions expressed by guests on Soda City Unleashed are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of CVETS. While we love sharing stories and insights from the veterinary world, this podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. It is not a substitution for professional veterinary advice, diagnosis, or treatment. We always recommend consulting your primary veterinarian for any medical concerns regarding your pet. Welcome to Soda City Unleashed, where we decode pet health with some of the best vets and veterinary experts in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm your host, Emily White, and today's guest is from the Columbia Police Department, and I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
I'm Lance Corporal Unguriano. I'm with the Columbia Police Department, and I've been with the department for 5 years. I've been on the canine unit for 2 years.
Awesome. And who do we have?
My partner, Hutch.
Hutch. How old is Hutch?
Hutch is 3 and a half. He'll be 4 in December.
Oh, hi, Hutch. Is he a German Shepherd?
He is a full-bred German Shepherd. He was born in Holland. And he's kind of like trying to look around, see what everybody's doing.
He's curious. This isn't his normal work day.
No.
So tell us a little bit about the Columbia Police Department's canine unit.
Absolutely. So we have 11 dogs right now. We are looking to get a 12th dog by the end of September. We do have 3 labs. And then the rest of them are either males, Dutch Shepherds, or German Shepherds. Like I said, Hutch is a German Shepherd. He was born in Holland. Our labs are single purpose, so they're all explosives, and one of them is a narcotics. All the other dogs that we have are full patrol and either narcotics or explosives. Hutch is narcotics dog, apprehension, article searches.
So he has many talents.
He's got a lot of talents.
So on patrol basically means that they're just ready to do anything. Is that right?
Correct. So on patrol is mainly refers to criminal apprehension. And Hutch is certified in that, meaning that if I'm getting out of the car and, you know, a suspect decides to fight me, I press the button. He should be ready to apprehend him.
What inspired you to become a canine officer?
My first supervisor, Sergeant Brinson, would always talk at our roll calls. He's like, hey, you know, think about your future with the department. See what you want to do. If you're interested in something, start applying, start shadowing them. And I had a few canine handlers on my squad, and I would run back up, and it just intrigued me, what these dogs can do. I mean, I just fell in love with it.
Did you grow up around dogs?
Coming from Romania, you do have dogs, but, you know, I've never trained them. Coming here, obviously, I didn't have dogs until later on in life, and he's actually my first dog that I run that's fully trained and being able to do this police work.
Can you walk us through a typical day for you and Hutch?
When I'm on duty, wake up, he goes into my car. Usually I'll probably give him a treat just because he listened. We go in, clock in, and then we're out on patrol. If any canine calls come out, we're citywide. So we'll go to any high priority calls, see if canine is needed. If canine is needed, then if we need to do a track, we'll set up a perimeter. If we have to do article searches or do any narcotic sniffs, we'll take in that.
Does he have a kind of like switch, like a, all right, it's time to work, or is he always in work mode?
No, so he is actually one of the most laid back dogs that we have. As soon as he gets into the car and I pull my car in drive, he plops down and goes to sleep. He's usually sleeping on the right side, so he could see me. As soon as I open the door, he's usually up watching me, seeing where I'm going and what I'm doing. But he doesn't put a lot of stress on his body, so that's a good thing.
Absolutely. So he's ready to go.
Oh, he's always ready to go.
He's never wound too tight.
Right.
Working dogs that we've talked to in the past, they're handlers that we've talked to in the past. Dogs don't talk. Some of them work just because they love to work. Some of them work for treats. Some of them work for their food for the day. Does Hutch work for anything in particular?
So, I mean, any dog, especially the ones that we have on our team, is trained to get a reward, right? So that's technically his reward that he just tore up. But once he accomplishes something, he always gets his either a tug or a ball as his reward.
So he's a play dog.
Oh, absolutely.
What kind of training do these dogs go through and do you guys go through in order to be able to be on patrol?
When I got Hutch, I had to go to our vendor up in Tennessee. I spent 4 weeks over there where I first met Hutch. and worked with the vendor up there was the commands. We did some of the training as far as obedience and everything that I needed when I needed to come back to the city. It was a long process because obviously, you know, you're starting to create that bond with the dog. And then once we come back home, we start training with our team. And before we get certified, we have to have at least 400 hours of training. You know, the dog has an amount of hours that he needs to have before he comes home with us. And then we start training together. And then as a team, we train as a minimum of 16 hours every month.
Wow. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Is there ongoing training that you guys have
absolutely.
To do?
Because so we do get certified every year. And to be able to keep our certification, we do have to meet the state requirements as far as the training hours and being able to meet the standards to get certified.
Gotcha. So he's always learning.
Oh, yeah. And I'm always learning him because he's my first dog. I've never ran a dog, so I'm learning just as much as he is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How do you build trust and communication with your dog?
Yeah. You know, it's just that bonding experience is that, you know, him coming home, he knows that I'm taking care of him. I'm watching out for his health. I'm feeding him, you know, making sure that he's taken care of. And then in return, he makes sure that I'm taken care of.
That's awesome. So. Is there a moment you can think of where it just kind of clicked for you two where it's like, okay, yeah, we're a team?
Yeah. So my first article search that we actually did was this past New Year's. I got dispatched, so we had a shooting, and the deputy chief came up to me. He's like, hey, Hutch does article searches. I'm like, yes, sir. He's like, good, put him down. We got some information that the suspect possibly tossed a gun in this field. Put him down. We, you know, started searching and doing our, the way we break up to do the search. And he found the gun. He gave me his final alert, and I'm like, are you sure you got something? So I looked. I'm like, hey, there's a gun right there. So, you know, give him his reward, and sure enough, he found a gun.
You were like, I think this thing might work out.
That's right.
That's awesome. That's probably a really good feeling for both of you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's always an mission accomplished type of feeling for both of us.
And especially when someone's saying like, hey, I need you to do this, and you guys get it done. Right.
Right.
Do you have any other success stories or something you can think back to of you guys in the field together?
Yeah, I mean, doing tracks is always a good, you know, a lot of the times we may not find the suspect, but it's always good when somebody comes up and says, hey, man, your dog was right on it. We watched the video cameras and your dog was right on it. The guy just got into a car and left the scene, but your dog was right on track and step by step. So that's always a good feeling.
Probably gratifying knowing all of the training and stuff that you guys have to go through, that you're doing your job correctly.
Oh, absolutely. Right? And I mean, I would say the tracking is probably the most difficult part just because, you know, we constantly have to watch our dog, making sure that we know his alerts and then trusting our backup that they're watching for the suspect or watching our backs so that we could do our job in making sure that our dog is doing what he's supposed to.
How do the dogs handle high stress situations? Do they even know what's going on, or are they just there to work? And
no, I believe that they definitely know, because I, you know, it's kind of like us. We always rely on our training. So for him, I knew when I first got him, he didn't like walking on slippery floors, you know. So went to Walmart whenever there wasn't barely anybody there, and we started walking on slippery floors and gave him a toy. We went 5 feet in the beginning or 10 feet, and he got his toy, and now he has no issue. So, yeah, it's just for them. It's, hey, I did this with Dad. I'm good with it, you know. So it's just for them going back to that training also.
And that helps them handle those situations better. Yes. What about, like, dangerous situations?
I don't think at that point, I think he's mainly focused on, you know, Dad gave me this command, so, you know, I got to do what Dad says. And I haven't seen him hesitate at any point.
That's incredible. What's one thing that most people might not realize about working dogs?
So the biggest thing is, I mean, you know, like when we do demonstrations, the first thing that we get is, can we pet your dog? You know, and the especially when they're trained for apprehension, like I said, they're trained to apprehend on command or, you know, when a suspect is presenting some kind of danger, but you just never know, you know. So the biggest thing is, you know, listen to what the handler's saying, you know, don't get close, and just follow instructions.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just because it's a very cute dog doesn't necessarily mean go and kiss it on the head, right?
Correct.
So how does the canine unit interact with the Columbia community? Are there any dogs that can be pet? Do you guys like go out to events and do stuff like that?
Yeah. So we do a lot of demonstrations, especially for schools, churches, community events. And a lot of with these dogs, what we'll do is we'll show them like the bite work, which kids love, because obviously who doesn't love to see, you know, somebody else get bit. But we do have dogs that can't be petted. Like we were talking about in the beginning, is we have the Labs. We have Charlie. We have Harvey. Those are explosive dogs, but they're Labs. They're more mellow and they're
easily, like attention.
Right, they do like the attention.
What is the public response like when people meet the canines? I know you said a lot of people want to pet them instinctively, but do they enjoy seeing these dogs out and about?
Oh yeah. And I mean, one of the things that we try to do, especially when we also do training, is we do go into neighborhoods and train in different neighborhoods. One, it deters criminal activity, but two, a lot of the people will come and ask us questions, and we're always open to answering questions and letting people see what these dogs can do.
What would you say is the most rewarding part of your job?
One is obviously any mission that we accomplish with success is always a good feeling, right? Going home safely and both of us going home is always another accomplishment. And then just being able to serve the city of Columbia.
Absolutely. What is the hardest part of being a canine officer?
It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of work. You know, it's I can't say that it's meant for everybody, but it's definitely a lot of work because of the, you know, rigorous trainings that we got to put in, and we got to do it sometimes in 100 degree weather.
I'm sure too, you know, regular patrol officers just have to worry about themselves and what they're doing, and you're also responsible for another being, right?
That's right.
So just looking out for both of you and making sure everyone's good.
Yes, ma'am.
So you haven't had to do this yet, but I'm sure it's happened at the police department since you've been there, but what happens when a Columbia police officer canine retires or leaves?
A lot of the officers do get a plaque that tells them the year of service, and then they usually have the picture of of the dog.
And would you, in this case, like whenever years from now he's right, ready to retire, would he just live with you? And
yes, so all the canine handlers have the opportunity to take their dogs home. I know I'm gonna take him home just because he's part of the family, and I can't see not him having him with me.
Absolutely. Does your canine, so Mr. Hutch here, does he have any funny quirks about his personality that would make people laugh or surprise people?
Besides breaking the toy right now? he really does not. I mean, like I say, he's just very mellow. He's very quiet. He's, you know, sleeping in my car, and he's ready for action whenever I need him.
That's so interesting that you say he sleeps in your car. He gets in and just like relaxes.
Yep.
I feel like instinctively, I would think that they're just all very high strung, right? Like ready for something to happen. But he's like, no, it's all good.
Yep. I'll watch Dad when he gets out of the car and see if he needs me.
That's awesome. Off duty, what is Hutch like? Does he like belly rubs?
So he's not much for belly rubs. He pretty much rests. We have a big fence backyard. Mm-hmm. He loves to run and just relax in his kennel.
Now, you mentioned before we started that you guys just got another dog at home, a family right. dog. Do they interact at all, or do we keep them separate?
We keep them separate because, one, he is a working dog, and like I say, he's almost five times the size of the one that we have as a family dog, and I just don't know how they're going to react towards yeah, each other.
Absolutely. Maybe when retirement comes around, could slowly.
Right.
If you could share one message with the public about working with canines, what would you share?
Like I said earlier, listen to the instructions from the handler. If you do see us working and you see the dog on the street or something, just stay back. A lot of the times we're either tracking or, you know, doing our job. So, you know, there's always a time for questions, but a lot of the times we just say, listen to the handler, stay back, give us time, give us space. Let the dogs do their work.
And you talked about being involved in the community, going and doing demos and whatnot. Where can people keep up with that? How can they see when to see you guys?
Yeah. So Twitter's the best spot. And then they could always call us. You know, they could call the front desk and they could always ask, and we'll return the calls.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah,
thank you for bringing Hutch. He is very much a chill dog. I can see this.
He definitely is, and he just tore up that toy, so now I got to go get a new
one. Have to go get a new one, right?
Right.
Good excuse. Well, until next time, give your pets an extra pet from us, and thank you for joining us for Soda City Unleashed.